bringing books to life. Vision without sight.
The Cosmic Footlights. Written by Daniel Wilmot and produced by Be Here.
Back in her office, Lady Valon telephoned the news of the prince's fake suicide to her superiors.
Well, I'm glad to have given satisfaction, Mr. Chairman. Things were certainly laughably easy at this end. No, the rest of Varshan Court are all behaving themselves. Lord Meadows has seen to that. And I'll have broadcast towers and camera shows across all major continents on this planet by the end of the week. Thank you, sir. Good day. Ah, basking in victory's afterglow, Lord Meadows.
Which part of this precisely is a victory? I seem to have missed it.
Oh, don't be like that. Yes, the whole scheme was my idea, and I'm the one with a sparkly new planet to play with. But you get something out of this as well. After all, with his angry little majesty's timely death, you're the closest thing this planet has to royalty, aren't you?
May I remind you that we have yet to actually kill his majesty. The police ships are finding nothing. No one's reported to have seen him from the news bulletins. And if he finds a broadcast station and shows the galaxy he's not dead, then...
Who are they going to believe, Us or a pompous little 20-something?
My credibility is at stake. If I assume the throne, people will think I engineered this.
You did engineer it. So did I. None of us in this company deserve our credibility, Meadows. That's the point. But we have it anyway because we're just so charming.
Are you sure he can't expose us with this?
Alfred, will you please take that sour expression off your ugly face and relax? The prince won't get within 10 light-years of our broadcast stations. Those things have got more firepower than a vindictive supernova. And if he does appear on TV, they'll just think it's that new criminal impersonating him. As for tracking him down, Jedite Holden's far too clever for the police ships to find him. So we'll just have to be a little cleverer.
Meanwhile, back in Thistle's cabin...
Princey! Hey, Princey! Look, if I'm stuck here with you in my bedroom, you can at least talk to me.
It's all gone.
Sorry?
Oh, it's all gone. My home, all my things, all the people I... Oh, what am I supposed to do?
It's only a kingdom. Don't have an existential crisis.
I've never been off Varsha before. I've barely even left the palatial city, and now I can't go back. And there's this huge black space out here full of strange planets and people and... And I can't go back.
It could be worse. You could be dead.
I am dead. It says so on TV.
Well, you could be dead dead. And you're not, so...
I might as well be. There's nothing for me out here.
There might be.
What?
Just because you've never been out here doesn't mean you won't like it. Anyway, you were lucky.
How? How am I lucky? Apart from not being dead-dead, as you wittily call it.
You've only lost your home because a bunch of evil corporate types kicked you out. My parents kicked me out of mine.
What? Seriously?
There were Vault Guardians for some big pompous planet lord in the Tarragon system. I didn't want to carry on the family business, so...
Gosh. I mean, my father and I weren't close, but he was never cruel or...
Most of us here on this ship have lost something. Vicky's lost her best friend, Kat lost her arm, and even poor Lenny lost his favourite hammer when our theatre blew up. But that's what's so great about doing theatre. It brings you all together, helps you find your way when you've lost it, helps you fit in again, even if the rest of the world thinks you're a traitor, or a freak, or dead. I mean... We all love seeing ourselves in the spotlight too, but still. Or making the spotlight in my case. I do lighting. It's really great, actually. You get to...
All right there, my dears. Are you warm enough?
Yes. Yes!
Well, we're having a meeting in the galley if you'd like to join us, Thistle. We have to decide what we're going to do next. Want to come too, sire?
If I must.
The glittering lights of the galaxy's many stars winked back at each other in the silver chrome plating of the Little Moon Theatre Company's spaceship, plunging onward through the vast expanse towards a rich purple nebula. Whilst inside, in the ship's dingy dining area.
All right, Lenny?
Yes, sir. I've installed your police cloaking system into the ship's engine. That should keep us from bumping into Greenwald unexpectedly.
Seriously, Jed, has your police station got any of their stuff left?
Oh, sir, I understand we picked up a royal guest. Is that right?
Yes, it is, Lenny.
Can I ask what we're planning to do with him, sir?
Later, mate. We'll leap off that bridge when we get to it, shall we? Let's just sort this meeting out first.
Okay, everyone. Thanks for being here today. Welcome to the second official meeting for the newly reformed Little Moon Travelling Theatre Company.
Good title, Bicky.
Thank you, dear. Now, I realise most of us know each other by now, but we've got at least one new person with us today.
Lucky us.
So I thought we might go round the circle again and introduce ourselves, like we did before. For instance, Jedite?
Okay. Hi, I'm Jedite Holden. Most people call me Jed. I'm the ship's captain. Most of the stuff I'll be doing with you is producing and directing, but that doesn't mean the rest of you can't have a go at that too if you fancy it.
Thank you, Jed. Hello, dears. I'm Ambika. I'll be your costume lady as well as an actress on this little adventure. I'm also ship's doctor, so if you get stage fright, come see me, and I'll give you something to keep all that lovely vomit down.
Cheers, Beaky. Right, I'm Lenny. I'm the ship's engineer. In the company, I'll do a bit of acting, but mostly I'll be building your sets and sweeping up after the show.
We'll all help with that, Lenny.
Hi, I'm Thistle. I'm a scurvy dragon, and I've got a song. It goes, I'm Thistle the scurvy dragon. I'm Thistle the scurvy dragon.
Thistle, dear.
Oh, right. So, I'm doing the lighting for you guys, representing dragons' rights in the entertainment business. Power to the fire breathers! Oh, I also have a really nice tail. And you should love me, because dragons are really, really cool, and I'm a dragon, so there!
Thank you, dear. Cat?
No, that's okay. I think His Highness pretty much knows who I am by now.
Too right I do. That was my favourite robe you tore last night, you clumsy clod.
Cretin.
Vandal!
Foppish twit.
Hey, zip it, both of you. Now, I've just made a call to a mate of mine back on Luton Star. She's got contact at the Black Sun Theatre in the Mandrake system.
The Mandrake system? That's in the Sage Space, isn't it?
That's right. Now...
I'm not going into Sage Space!
Works for me. Let's chuck him out the airlock.
Oh, I've heard about those planets. They're full of nightmares and...
They're only sorcerers, my boy. There's nothing to be afraid of.
Unless they want to use your brain in a magic ritual. Of course, you need a brain first, so you should be safe.
I'm not going, I tell you. I'm not going!
Will you shut up? As I was saying, she's had a chat with their producers, and they've got us a slot in the festival in 3 days' time.
Oh, well done, Jedite.
Good one,
Jed.
Good mess.
Hang on. It's not all good news. Bad news is it's just one night, and they've chosen a play for us. But we all get paid, and...
What, they've chosen a play?
What is it?
It's The Tale of the Emperor's Nurse, if that means anything to you guys.
Oh, no.
Hang on, that's that really depressing old play about a prince chucking his dear old nanny out when he becomes king, isn't it?
Yeah, what do they want to do that one for?
Look, I was just trying to get you guys a job, all right? If you don't want it...
Actually, there's another problem as well, folks. The Emperor's Nurse is a two-person show. Just the nanny and the prince.
So, you can play the nanny, I'll direct it. Randall can play the prince.
Wait, you want him to play the prince?
You want me to play the prince?
Shouldn't be too hard for you.
Hey, how come he gets a part in the show and not me?
I didn't pick the play, all right?
You can help Lenny and Thistle out backstage like you used to, dear.
I didn't come on this ship to be a techie again, Beaky.
Hey, don't you insult us techies.
I'm not, I just...
Come on, Cat. You're great at making props. You can help me in my workshop, like you used to, eh?
It's just one night, dear. There'll be other shows soon, I promise.
Yeah, whatever.
Cat!
All right, Beaky. I'll go after her.
Look, I'm not going into Sage Space, and that's flat.
Sweetheart.
Don't sweetheart me. I know what those sorcerers are capable of, and I'm...
They won't recognize you.
They won't?
Nope. If anyone there has heard of Varsha, it's just another far-off planet on the rich decadent side of the galaxy. You'll be safe.
Oh. And might I ask if anyone spotted the other flaw in this plan?
What's that, then?
I'm not an actor. I can't act. I've never acted before in my life.
How do you know you can't act if you've never acted before?
Oh, not this again.
Listen to me, Your Highness. You're going to help us out with this show. You're going to do a great job, get us lots of cash, and then we'll have a chat about what we're going to do with you. Do you understand? And trust me when I say a bad performance will cost you all your points. Now, let's get started.